You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Monday and it's August 11. And today we're tracking a cultural trend in radio, one that advertisers and political operatives, well, they're watching very closely. While millions and millions and millions of African Americans listeners have traditionally been the most loyal listeners to radio, this election cycle, Takeaway contributor Patrick Henry Bass argues that black radio programs have taken a tidal step back from staples of entertainment and music and have grown more serious and thoughtful and have taken a new proactive approach to issues the community cares about, like, say, Senator Barack Obama. Patrick Henry Bass, he joins us now, senior editor of Essence Magazine. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning,
and give
Adora.
Us your
Good
best
morning,
shot
Catherine.
At
Good morning.
Your argument here.
The best shot at the argument. The first time I heard Barack Obama was on The Wendy Williams Show. The first time I heard him on radio, and that was not an accident. At a time seasons ago when we were questioning Barack Obama's blackness, mainstream media went to places like to people like Deborah Dickerson and thinkers like Skip Gates. And what the Obama campaign did, which was brilliant, they went right to the heart of the black community by going on black radio stations like the Tom Joyner in the Morning Show and Michael Bazin. These folks are in tune with African-American listeners and the African-American voter unlike any other. And what's been most proven was the South Carolina campaign when Hillary Clinton lost. And a lot of people credited Oprah Winfrey with that. It was not Oprah Winfrey. It was Tom Joyner. It was Michael Bazin. It was Bev Smith, who really wanted the African-American voter to show their support for the Obama campaign.
And those are all radio shows, the ones that you've just talked about.
Exactly.
National radio shows that reach somewhere between 15 and 20 million people together.
Absolutely.
A week.
Right. Well, what we have now in African-American media is a disappearance of content. So we only have very few magazines. We have very few African-American newspapers. But African-American radio stations are surging.
And that's nearly half the population that we're talking about, that a variety of these shows that they actually reach. So talk about this notion that somehow it's not all about entertainment in the morning or in drive time, or not all about music or comedy, that there is a real effort afoot,
right,
to
exactly.
address very specific issues.
Right. Well, what we've seen in African-American radio over the last two generations is a great transition. There's been historical context to African-American commentators like Georgie Woods from WDAS, and there was Frankie Crocker on WBLS, and Petey Green, who was in the movie
in DC,
Talk to Me, right?
Yeah.
And so what they used to do, they used to play music and provide commentary throughout. That commentary became shtick and comedy with the Tom Joyner in the Morning Show until he introduced Tavis Smiley as a commentator in 1996. And so what listeners want more is commentary and information as opposed to the shtick and the bits. And Tom Joyner has responded to that in a great way, galvanizing listeners to go out and vote. He's been raising issues about voter intimidation, having online polling.
He testified in Congress, as
Absolutely.
A matter of fact, on Capitol Hill about the tens of thousands of phone calls that he got about voter intimidation
right.
across the country.
Exactly. And it's not just Tom Joyner. It's people like Amos Brown, who's in Indianapolis. Let's take a listen to him.
All right, so here's the other thing. Should Obama continue campaigning like Sidney Poitier, or does he need to get like Denzel?
You know, I think a bit of both.
Oh, he needs a bit,
right, a bit of both.
I think, however,
I think he needs to be, of course, stay the way he always is.
Mm-hmm.
But he should get some mad dogs and to do some sniping.
Well, maybe that's part of the reason you get a vice presidential candidate. You need somebody that's going to be the junkyard dog.
That's as real as it gets. I mean, that's what you'll hear at a barbershop or a beauty parlor, and that's why African-American listeners cling to African-American radio, because it's the best possible representation of who we are.
But just to be clear, it's not just people who are advocating on the behalf of Barack Obama, because there's certainly been spirited discussion among us African-Americans about people who support him and then those who are critical of some of the things he does. So it's really been an open debate.
It really has, exactly. But there's been a great great deal of criticism to African-American radio that they are cheerleaders for Obama. They will argue that the same criticism isn't being launched at Rush Limbaugh or Laura Ingraham in conservative radio.
Well, in fact, talking about Rush Limbaugh, how much is this rising black radio sort of an answer to Rush Limbaugh?
Well, it's a great antidote, because what the Democratic Party often did, they only reached out to African-American listeners the last week of the campaign. And you will hear this massive get-out-the-vote surge, and African-American listeners were not familiar or comfortable with John Kerry or Al Gore even the first time that, you know, he ran. But with Barack Obama's candidacy, there was a proactive approach to getting out and supporting this candidate, mainly because the Obama campaign came to them. They came to black talk shows.
And so as we move forward, obviously lots of people who are paying attention, watching, listening to what the topics are that have been brought up
exactly
on these radio shows.
Right, and what you said about criticism is exactly right. And our point, Tavis Smiley was greatly derided for critiquing the Obama campaign, and he ended up alienating a lot of Tom Joyner's listeners.
And there's certainly others, though, who certainly agreed with him. But Patrick Henry Bass, we're going to ask you to hang with us for a little while.
Okay,
cool. Patrick Henry Bass, the senior editor at Essence and a Takeaway contributor. And now we're going to get some of the latest headlines from Femi. Okay.